Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner on our way to meet Josh Fox. I'll remind you that WEAA support for WEAA is made possible by The Book Thing. 3001 Vineyard Lane in Baltimore, The Book Thing accepts donated books and dispenses them at no charge. The Book Thing has over 200,000 books in stock and gives away almost 20,000 books each week. Open Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. More information at bookthing.org or 410-662-5631. On Friday, we were looking at the web and looking at the news, and one thing popped up that grabbed my attention was that Congressman Andy Harris, who's been a guest on the show before, had Josh Fox, who is the director of the award-winning documentary Gasland, arrested in the House. And Josh has been on the show before. And we were kind of shocked at watching this go on the video. And we did call both of these men to join us today. Congressman Harris said he had to go to dinner and couldn't join us. And we tried to ask him to join us earlier in the day so we could tape a statement with him. Couldn't do that. Josh Fox is with us. He's director of Gasland. As I said, was arrested on Capitol Hill last week while attempting to film a meeting of the House Subcommittee on Energy and the Environment. And Josh, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Josh there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Josh. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks.
You think, huh?
No, I said thanks. I'm surprised that Andy Harris wouldn't come on the program.
What happened? I mean, first of all, this was a hearing that Congressman Harris.
A public hearing.
He's chairman of the subcommittee.
Right.
Correct.
Well, we have been following a certain case in Pavilion, Wyoming, for 3.5 years. So people who've seen the film Gasland know very well the amazing cowboys out there in Pavilion who can burn a weird plastic sheen off the surface of their water. Those guys had appealed to Region 8 EPA, which is out of Denver, to come and do a full survey of their water wells to see, because they believed that fracking had contaminated their groundwater. This investigation went on for 3 years. They showed time after time that fracking chemicals were in the water, and significantly, just a few months ago, EPA came out and said fracking is the likely cause. Now, this is a watershed moment, if you will, of EPA finally coming out and confirming what everybody knows to be the truth, that groundwater is contaminated by fracking. So the Republican leadership of the House Energy and Environment Subcommittee, namely Andy Harris, saw fit to fill up a panel with gas industry lobbyists to grill EPA on their findings. And it was really a challenge to this meticulous 3.5-year investigation on behalf of the people. The panel of that public hearing, like I said, none of them would have stood up to the qualifications necessary for a peer review on science. So this is a brazen sort of partisan attack on the EPA. I went there because this case is extremely important to our next film, Gasland 2, in which we continue to follow the case in Pavilion. And we went through the normal House protocol to tape a public hearing, and we've done this many times. And when the Democrats were in control of the Congress, we basically registered with them. They said, yes, there's space for you. Go right ahead. And they were very accommodating. Since the Republicans have taken over, this House protocol, these House rules, which say that you have to be a credentialed Hill journalist, have been used as an obstruction technique. And we've been very frustrated over the past year simply trying to go into Senate hearing, House hearing, and tape the proceedings. And this is something that documentarians do all the time. We tape public hearings. A lot of the time, they're really, really boring. You have to stand there for 3 or 4 hours and listen to everybody talk. But, this was one that was really crucial, and if you've seen Gasland, you recognize there's a public hearing at the very beginning of the film and at the end of the film, which is quite thrilling. And it's thrilling because we were able to capture it and Matt Sanchez, a brilliant cameraman, can capture all the depths of emotion and all the things that are happening at those cross-examinations. It's kind of amazing, so we were looking forward to getting in there. And yet here we are being obstructed, and the Republican committee is saying you cannot film this. And we keep saying, no, we can. What is your reason? They said, you don't have credentials. So we hired the two different credential crews, one from a service that tapes things on Capitol Hill, and the other who was a stringer from ABC News, who normally works for ABC News but didn't have anything to do that morning. So we were able to hire this person who has credentials. We've done this in the past. When the House committee found out that it was us that had hired those credentialed journalists, they told those credentialed journalists, you cannot come in. So this is very, very deliberate, try to exclude us. It is censorship by viewpoint. So I made an appeal, direct appeal, to Andy Harris's staff. And I said, we are appealing this decision. We don't feel this is right. And as it turned out, I happened to be on the radio in New York that night when all this was going down. And we posted it on Facebook. So the next morning, they knew we were coming because their voicemail at the committee had basically been completely filled up with people appealing on our behalf, let Josh into this hearing. So they knew we were on our way. Anyway, I didn't receive a call back from the chairman's, from Andy Harris's staff. I showed up the next morning, and, you know, they were waiting for us. Matt was outside, and he was filming, so they did not let him in with his camera. I walked in because it's a public hearing. I had my camera and my tripod in my bag. It wasn't concealed or anything. It was just in the case. I go to the corner where the press normally set up. I had met with a couple of journalists that I know there and just chatted. Then I set up my camera and I began to tape before the hearing started, test the camera and everything. All of a sudden, these staffers, I think, get up in my face and say, you can't tape here. You're not allowed. You don't have credentials. I said, no, I'm waiting on an appeal from the chair. This goes on for several minutes. And finally, the chair comes in and rules, he can stay, but his camera has to leave. And I said, well, that's the point. This is not about me. I'm within my First Amendment rights. You have no right to tell me to stop taping. This is a public hearing. And at that point, it would seem very, very clear that the staff went back to the chairman, who was behind the dais, and there was an order given, and then I was arrested. So I wasn't just arrested in Congress at a public hearing. I was arrested by Congress, specifically by Representative Andy Harris. At his command, the officers came over and cuffed me, and that is what seems to be the case. And my camera was rolling the whole time. In fact, when the police picked up the tripod, I was in handcuffs, and they took all of our stuff, and they picked up the tripod. They did a brilliant Steadicam shot right over my shoulder. they did a terrific work. I don't know.
Did you pay them?
And then they couldn't figure out how to turn off the camera, so that we have tape of them looking at it. How do you turn this thing off? So, you know, this is I know I'm making a joke, but it's really a brazen attack on the First Amendment.
So a couple
and
questions.
This, from the very get-go, this using House rules as a way to obstruct journalists, this is a First Amendment issue. It's abuse of power. I think this person shows the kind of short-sightedness and hot-headedness that shouldn't be a chairman in a House committee, much less a congressman.
So by the way, folks, we're talking with Josh Fox, who is the man who's made the Oscar-nominated Gasland. He's now making the sequel to Gasland about fracking, and he was arrested at the hearing being chaired, the subcommittee being chaired by First District Maryland Congressman Andy Harris. And we're talking to him today. We did talk to Congressman Harris and tried to get him to come, but he could not come tonight or would not come. And when this was happening, Congressman Brad Miller, who's a Democrat from North Carolina, wanted to suspend the committee rules and allow for Fox and ABC to film. And he was quoted as saying, it's clear that we have space in this room to film this hearing. If you claim that rule does not allow them to film or allows you the discretion to turn them away, I move the rules be suspended so that the fellow who wanted to film for HBO be allowed to film this hearing and that ABC be allowed to film this hearing and all God's children be allowed to film this hearing until the room is too full for us to conduct our business. But
that's wonderful. And Brad Miller has a way with words. His office knew, but he was the ranking member on the Democratic side, and his office, we appealed to his office the day before because we had so much trouble. And they said, well, look, we're in the minority. We don't know what we can't help because the rules are this. And, you know, I had several frank conversations with other congressional staffers from other congressmen. And they said, well, we don't agree with this. And I said, don't you think this is a First Amendment issue? And they said, well, yeah, we do. So what's ironic about this among many, many layers of irony, is that the videotape that a lot of people saw of me being arrested on television and so forth wasn't shot by me. It was actually shot by congressional staffers who, the minute this thing kind of started, all pulled out their iPhones and they're all taping. And they're not, they weren't threatened with arrest. So there's a lot here to be said. And the main thing, though, is that this hearing itself was an attack on the investigation of the truth.
Yeah, talk about the hearing.
The investigation by EPA. And then myself as an investigator trying to report on this arrested. This is the kind of thing where you're throwing science out of the Science and Technology Committee. Now, and that is being done very willfully by, I assume it's your congressman.
He's not my congressman, but he's a congressman of the state of Maryland, and he,
right.
Who we've interviewed many times before. Now, Jim Martin was the EPA administrator. That includes Wyoming, where you did a bulk of your film on fracking.
Yes.
A huge part of it. And his analysis, the agency's analysis, showed that the geological conditions in the gas field, the groundwater, and the aquifers contains all these compounds that are probably associated with the fracking chemicals they use to do fracking.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And Congressman Harris, but then invoked the name of the president because the president kind of he was suggesting the president knows better, and the president talked about how we need to go after shale gas.
Well, the president said very specifically that it has to be done safely. And clearly, from what we're finding across the country, this is not being done safely. And it's not clear whether or not it can be done safely. I am very, very skeptical for scientific reasons. What the industry points to over and over again is casing failure. Now, when the well is drilled, you're actually drilling through the water table. You're drilling through the aquifers. You're drilling through that mechanism that keeps water pure in the ground for us to be able to drink it. And they case that well with cement. Now, that cement is an inch thick. And industry's documentation, and they've had quite a struggle over many decades to try to fix this problem, and have never been able to fix it. Well casings crack, and they break, and they're incomplete, and they deteriorate. 50% of those well casings deteriorate over the life of the well, which means when you're drilling gas wells, you're drilling 100 in a town, or you're drilling 30, 40 to 50% of those are going to have what they call integrity problems, meaning they're going to break. And therefore, you have a straw, a conduit, with all that fracking, all those fracking fluids, the volatile organic compounds, the benzene, the gas itself, oil, radioactive material that's down there in the ground, 10,000 feet down there, separated by nature from the parts of the ground that we use to sustain life. That's all connected now. And the casing, 1 inch of cement, which cracks, and everybody knows cement cracks over time. You know, cement's also very hard to work with, if anybody out there's ever worked with cement. The industry can't solve that problem. They have been trying to solve that problem for years and years and years. And what the president said is, we have to do this safely. Now, at the same time, he made a rather rosy endorsement of shale gas, which I think was a mistake. Because obviously this imperils huge amounts of groundwater. And when Andy Harris is a congressman for the Chesapeake Bay. The Chesapeake Bay is getting fracking waste coming down through the Susquehanna River. That Susquehanna River travels through Frack Central in PA, northeast and central Pennsylvania. And you're getting frack waste coming down through that Susquehanna River directly into the Chesapeake Bay. This is something that should concern that congressman greatly. But, as we know, he's taken a lot of money in campaign contributions from the gas industry. And he's very, very pro-fracking. So this is strictly ideological. This has nothing to do with science. And it is such a clear case of watching a congressman do the bidding of oil and gas, flying in the face of the Constitution. I actually honestly didn't believe that they were going to throw me in jail. I thought, you can't possibly be making this kind of mistake. I didn't think it would get as much attention as it has. It's gotten an enormous amount of media attention.
It has.
Huge backlist, and I think it will continue because we have a court date on February 15th that's coming up. So there will be another cycle on this at least. To literally disobey the Constitution because people in oil and gas are influencing your policies, that is a danger zone. And that's, well, it's well beyond the danger zone, in my opinion. But that is so blatant that I can't imagine that there wouldn't be a reaction. And I know that their office has been getting hammered by phone calls from people in fracking areas all week. And I would hope that this shows something of the character of this person, and the character of, he's not by no exception. I mean, there's a lot of people in Congress who work this way. And you can look it up, dirtyenergymoney.org or dirtyenergymoney.com can show you just exactly how much money each congressman or congresswoman is taking from oil and gas and how they vote. And there's a direct correlation. How much money you take means how often you side with them in votes in the House.
Now, say this again, dirtyenergy.com and what?
I think it's dirtyenergymoney.com or dirtyenergymoney.org. I can't remember what.
We'll post them on our site.
It's a great website. You can actually type in your zip code, and it will come up with your representative, both in the Senate and the House. Dirtyenergymoney.com. I'm looking at it right now. Dirtyenergymoney.com will tell you, you know, and I'm not affiliated with that site at all. I just use it as a resource. You can put in your zip code and find out exactly how much money they're taking. Let's look up Andy Harris right now. But, you know, so this is what we've been investigating. This is what Gasland 2 is about. Sided with energy interests in 92% of selected votes, says Andy Harris, says, according to DirtyEnergyMoney.com. Money from Chevron, money from the Koch brothers, money from Exxon. It's all right here.
I'm looking at the same time as well as you're looking at it.
There is something here about that enrages people when behind closed doors, big oil and gas companies can come in and influence the votes of their representatives, and then in the people's house, literally put science on trial. And what this does is a slap in the face to the great people of Pavilion, Wyoming, who spent years petitioning EPA to come out and listen to them. And it's a slap in the face to the people who have been facing these water contamination cases all across the country without EPA coming in. And you're seeing EPA start to come in, Obama's EPA. Obama has really revamped that organization, raised its budget by 34% in his first year. So there's a mixed bag here going on, and it's the kind of thing that a Republican congressman could quote from Obama's speech, but what he was doing was putting Obama's EPA on trial. So this is a very, very confusing landscape, but one thing that I know is that, oh, he's taking money from Halliburton here, a couple thousand dollars. One thing that I know is that we're just trying to report on this. We're trying to show the American people in a high-quality documentary with broadcast quality cameras, and there was no C-SPAN at this hearing. There was no other video media at the hearing. There is a crummy little House webcam, which is almost unwatchable, which provides their quote-unquote transparency. And they're trying to stop us from reporting on what they're doing. And this is what they're doing. It's very clear. And I think it's very emblematic that this is an emblematic moment, them throwing me out of Congress in handcuffs.
So, and very quickly, before we have to break here, is there a rule in the U.S. Congress that allows media to take pictures, to film, that was broken, what you're saying, or is this an arbitrary ruling that can be made by any chairman?
There's a protocol. The protocol is that you register with the staff and you register, but that is a protocol, because I'll remind everybody that the law of the land, the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution says, Congress shall make no law that infringes upon freedom of the press. That means that subcommittee rules, House committee rules, protocol, all of these things are subordinate to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And in this case, you have to exercise your constitutional rights in order to have them. Because they're not going to say, oh, well, we made this rule, but oh, there's the Constitution, so we're wrong. You have to do that yourself and exercise those rights in order for them to be the law of the land, and they are the law of the land. And I'm sure that we will win this case.
The arrest case.
Whatever it is. Yeah. So, there's a criminal case against me now.
So we will link to on our site to gasandthemovie.com. We'll be linking to our site, dirtyenergymoney.com, and to several of the articles that talk about the arrest and commentary back and forth. There were a number of publications from Politico, Huffington Post, and other places. And we will follow this and see what happens on the 15th, and look forward to having Josh Fox in our continuing coverage of fracking here and around the country on the air. Josh Fox, director of the film Gasland, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate you taking the time with our listeners today.
Well, I really appreciate the coverage. Thanks very much.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Josh Fox has been our guest this last half an hour. And all those things will be on our website at steinershow.org, so you can check it out yourself. I want to tell you all, as we get ready to break one more time here, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily content on arts, culture, food design, style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Cricket Aronson. Our producer is assistant producer is Cassandra Monsanto. Our intern is Liz Walker. We're engineered tonight by Regis Tucker. Welcome to the show. Good to have him on the boards with us tonight. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear new additional interviews, and find out information about our guests, as we will this evening, please join us on our website at steinershow.org. And stay tuned now. It's time for some Morgan basketball. Go Bears and win the game tonight. For Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.